Australia's world-leading efforts to rein in the big tech companies and force them to pay for news content on their sites could become law today. Legislation targeting Google and Facebook has now passed the Senate and heads into the House for the final sign-off. This marks the end of a three-year-long struggle between the government and the tech giants, with the Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg making a series of concessions this week after Facebook made good on its threat to block news in Australia. With Google and Facebook now both signing deals with Australian media companies, they've not backed away from their criticisms of the code. Facebook says the government should make rules that work for everyone, not just the big media corporations. These laws were drawn up by Australia's competition watchdog, the ACCC. Chair of the ACCC is Rod Sims. Rod Sims, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. Lovely to be here.
Your media bargaining code, or at least an amended version of it, now looks to set to become law today. Will this code have the impact you hoped it would when you handed your report to the government?
Yes, I think so, Fran. All signs are good. The purpose of the code is to address the market power that clearly Google and Facebook have. Google and Facebook need media, but they don't need any particular media company. And that meant media companies couldn't do commercial deals with Facebook or Google. And the purpose of the code is to give them the potential for arbitration, which helps their bargaining position and therefore helps them reach fair commercial deals.
Okay. Well, so far it helps some of them reach commercial deals. I mean, you helped design this code. So far the major beneficiaries of the deals that are being struck by Google and Facebook has struck a deal with Seven West have been the larger, in the main, the larger media organisations. Were you aware of that sort of potential, that weakness when you came up with this plan?
Oh, I don't see it as a weakness, Fran, in the following sense, that the code is to make sure that there's fair, you know, the news media businesses can work towards fair commercial deals with Facebook and Google. It's all about supporting journalism. That's the complete objective here. And if you think about where most of the journalists are, I mean, who employs the most, I don't have numbers, but my guess is it's probably pretty close between the ABC, News Limited and Nine. Given that Nine's got not only the newspapers, but also Channel 9 and also Macquarie Radio Network. Then you've got a bit of a gap, I guess. I'd probably Seven West Media is the next. Then you've got a bit of a gap again, and possibly The Guardian and others are there. So, I think in any situation like this, you'd expect deals to be done with the bigger players first as you work, you know, down the list. So given this is supporting journalism, it's naturally going to see more money going to those who've got most journalists. But I don't see any reason why anybody should doubt that all journalism will benefit. Obviously, the more journalists you've got, the more you benefit.
Okay, but what about the smaller players? I mean, you've said that you expect an across-the-board offer to pick up smaller players, that a deal has to be done with every eligible player or designation could still occur. So what does this mean for the smaller players? Yesterday we spoke, for instance, to representative country newspapers. They're banding together to try and negotiate, but so far no one's really approaching them. So will these big companies like Google and Facebook have to do more deals with smaller players down the pecking order?
I guess, Fran, I'd put it this way. If you're Google or Facebook and you've done deals with people who employ, and again, I don't have the numbers, I'm making them up, but 80 to 90% of journalists in Australia, why wouldn't you pick up the rest? I mean, it's just an easy, low-cost thing to do. Leaving Country Press Australia out of all this with its, 80 newspapers in regional Australia?
160, I think, yeah.
Okay, so it's not very good with numbers, Fran.
That's all right.
it's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, this is a big organisation. You know, when you put them as a collective, I mean, individually they're small, but as a collective they're large. I just don't see why Google and Facebook would leave them out. I can understand that even Google and Facebook have got a limited number of people to do negotiations, so it takes time. But I can't see why you wouldn't do deals with them, given it's not going to cost you that much compared to what it's going to cost with those who employ the vast bulk of journalists, Fran. So, look, I don't see any reason why they wouldn't do that. And I think the fact that, you know, these things take time, Fran. I mean, the Google and Facebook don't have unlimited resources to go around talking to everybody. I think this has got a long way to play out.
Okay, but the amendments that the Treasurer inserted into the bill this week after speaking with Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook say that a tech platform can't be hit by the arbitration process outlined in the code if it's already done deals with media companies that provide, quote, a significant contribution to the Australian news industry. So would doing a small number of deals with the commercial deals with the major news companies like News Corp and Nine fit that definition, do you think, of a significant contribution? Well, they might not be forced to go further.
Yeah, Fran, I hadn't read that as meaning that if you do a deal with people who employ 80 to 90% of the journalists, then you've done a significant contribution. I took it more to be, is the deal you're doing with everybody fair enough? Mm. I would have thought, as I say, leaving Country Press Australia out of this with, now that you tell me it's twice the number, 160 journalists, 160 newspapers in 160 regional cities and towns, that just doesn't seem likely to me, Fran. I think this has got a long way to play out. I just don't think we should jump to any negative conclusion when, of course, the resources of Facebook and Google are going to go into the dealing with the bigger players. But I just can't see why, for what will be, relatively speaking, not that much money, because these towns employ, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4 journalists each. It's not a lot of money, I would have thought. And yet, that not a lot of money for Google and Facebook will be worth a hell of a lot to those regional publications.
Well, the bargaining power in the deal struck, I mean, that's another issue too, the bargaining power of smaller players. Obviously, they won't be able to get the sums of money. And as you rightly point out, commensurate with the number of journalists they're employing, perhaps. But the public broadcaster too, the ABC, probably not quite the same bargaining position that Google and Facebook are in. I mean, if the deals aren't struck, could designation under this code still occur? And who will judge that?
Oh, well, that's clearly an issue for the Treasurer, Fran. It's his role under the code to make that decision. So, whether or not Google Search and Facebook News Tab are designated is purely the Treasurer's call, and he'll make that based on the criteria. There's two criteria. One is the bargaining power, which, of course, focuses on Google Search and Facebook News Tab. And then, secondly, are the deals sufficiently advanced? And I think the Treasurer's been signalling way before that amendment in the Parliament that, if deals are done, I mean, he's been saying, go do deals, if deals are done, that may affect the designation decision. I think he's been saying that for some weeks now.
Facebook is still not happy. The Vice President of Global Affairs, Nick Clegg, a former UK politician, says the code still fails to understand the fundamental relationship between Facebook and publishers. He says it's like making car makers pay radio stations because people listen to the radio in their car. Did Facebook's decision to temporarily block news make you reconsider the assumption behind the code that Facebook needs journalism as much as publishers need Facebook?
No, Fran, it didn't change that. Facebook... So put it this way, Fran. Facebook wants users on its platform.
Yes, but it says its unit users aren't there primarily for news. That's the point it makes out.
Yeah, but I think the counterpoint, which is a very strong one, I think overwhelming one, Fran, is if you're on your Facebook news... you're on Facebook, you or any other Facebook user, yes, you're looking at family photos and things like that. But if news comes along, you'll stay on there longer. I mean, Facebook makes its money by not only the number of people on the platform, but how long they stay on the platform. And I think it's really, there's no doubt that the more you have credible news, the more you will stay on the platform. So it just keeps the eyeballs there, okay. And that's how Facebook makes its money. So I think there's just no doubt that news matters to Facebook.
It's 16 to 8 on Breakfast. Our guest is Rod Sims, Chair of the ACCC. On another matter, we spoke on the program yesterday with John Sharp, Deputy Chair of Rex Airlines. Rex says Qantas is behaving in a predatory manner, and John Sharp says the bigger airline is muscling in on their regional routes and making them unviable. Have you had a look at this? Is the ACCC investigating? Does it regard Qantas as behaving in a predatory way?
Look, we're looking at it very closely, Fran. I guess... looking at one move, such as Qantas going onto those routes, we're trying to get a holistic picture of what's going on. What's fundamental to Australia, given our geography and how far towns are away from each other, and towns and cities are away from each other. It's just fundamental that from this pandemic, we emerge with at least as competitive airline industry as we had before. That is just crucial to Australia's economy. With that in mind, the government's given us information gathering powers where we can monitor what's going on. So we are very closely looking at everything that's going on, and we can either, Fran, take action under our Act if we think there is predatory behaviour, and obviously you need evidence of that to put before a court, so that's a time-consuming process. But I think...
Are you troubled by the fact that Qantas is moving on to some of these routes, which John Sharp says there's just not the volume of traffic to support two airlines? Does that trouble you?
I think it has to be looked at carefully, Fran.
Or is Rex throwing a tantrum, which is what Qantas says?
I want to look at the whole picture here, Fran. I think what we're trying to do is see whether how competition's being affected overall. So we're going to take everything into account. I mean, obviously, Rex is trying to also go on the Melbourne-Sydney-Brisbane routes. It's going to launch new services on those routes. So Rex is going into Qantas's territory. Qantas is going into Rex's territory. I think it's really important to get the whole picture to make sure that we emerge with a competitive airline industry. And that's what we're going to do. And if we judge we need to make recommendations to government to make sure that occurs, we absolutely will. And we're talking to government constantly about this. So
okay. A
lot of attention on these issues, Fran. So a good one to keep watching.
All right. And just finally, you're talking about a good one to keep watching. Thousands of Australians are still waiting for refunds from holidays that they weren't able to take last year and still can't take. It's estimated around a third are still waiting for their money back. And the ACCC, I know, has received, I think it's 28,000 travel-related complaints. What are you doing to better protect consumers and get them their money back?
Well, we've contacted and dealt with over 100 firms, and these are very large firms, and I think probably got refunds for hundreds of thousands of people. It's time-consuming, Fran, because the underlying consumer guarantees don't apply in the pandemic. So what we have to do is look at the terms and conditions of each firm, sometimes of each particular offer, and work through those, and we are doing that. I'm a bit surprised at the one-third number, but, you know, it's hard to get numbers and it's hard to know when the time period was, but a lot of people have got refunds. I remember talking to Alan Joyce not that long ago, and he had a clear timetable to make sure that they caught up all the refunds that were due to them. We've been dealing with Flight Centre, Tripadeal, a whole lot of players. So we're working through it as fast as we can, Fran, but we absolutely understand some people really need this money back. And some people, a credit is just no use to them. So it's okay. A really important issue, Fran.
Rod Sims, thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast. Appreciate your time.
Good on you, Fran. Thanks very much.
Rod Sims is the ACCC chair. We continue to invite Facebook and Google onto the program, but unfortunately they've declined all our invitations so far. But we'll keep asking.